Thanks for listening to this podcast of Trending with Timory. If you haven't already subscribed, please catch us wherever you love to listen to your podcast, from the Relevant Radio app to Apple, YouTube, you name it, we are there. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, please be sure to go and give us a 5-star review to help other people discover the podcast. Anything you share in terms of episodes, whether it's texting it to a friend, posting on social media, helps to build up the kingdom for God, to help confront the challenging issues we face as a culture, but with joy, with hope, and with an eternal perspective where our faith collides with everyday life, bringing eternal principles to help us live our life joyfully. So the Met Gala happened this week, and although I haven't talked about the Met Gala because maybe you find it fascinating because of the costumes, but you could care less about so much of the content coming from the mouths of celebrities. Well, I was a little fascinated this week to hear actress Lily Reinhart. She's that actress from the show Riverdale series, who has ranted on social media, calling out, but not by name, Kim Kardashian, among other celebrities who have been talking about their crash diets in order to fit into the various costumes in the Met Gala. Now, the Met Gala, part of the neat thing about the Met Gala, always has it's all about art, has a very unique artistic spin on the clothing that's worn. And there have been some offensive ones that people could argue where the Vatican collection was being worn. I was really shocked by this a few years ago by various movie stars and celebrities. But this week, Kim Kardashian was working to fit into what is known as the most expensive dress in the world. It was originally worn by Marilyn Monroe at President John F. Kennedy's birthday celebration at Madison Square Garden in 1962. So this is a historic antique piece of clothing that Kim Kardashian was working her way toward wearing. Well, this vintage dress is not a dress that could be altered in any way whatsoever. And so what did Kim Kardashian have to do? Well, she had to diet in order to fit into the dress. Now, in some of her comments made to reporters and on social media, one thing that Kim Kardashian said was it was such a challenge. It was like a movie role. I was determined to fit into it, that being the dress. She said, I haven't had carbs or sugar in about 3 weeks. And she talked about how after the Met Gala, they were having a donut and dessert party afterward. So what Kim Kardashian had to do is she had to lose 16 pounds in 3 weeks in order to fit into what some people are saying someone else's body size, someone else's dress. Now, I'll be interested, and maybe you have a take on this. I'd be happy to hear your thoughts. You can comment now on Instagram or Twitter. Follow me at Timory, TimerIe, or you can also comment real easy by giving us a call. The number is 1-888-914-9149. Well, in response to Kim Kardashian's comments, Lily Reinhart, without directly naming Kim Kardashian, went to social media with an absolute rant on her Instagram story, talking about how, my words, how messed up it is on 100 levels and how wrong it is to openly admit to starving yourself for the sake of the Met Gala, when you know very well that millions of young men and women are looking up to you and listening to every word. Now, Lily Reinhart went on to say this is ignorance. In other words, it's disgusting. Should please stop supporting these stupid, her words, harmful celebrities whose entire image revolves around their body. Should I'm not generally an angry person, but I swear that the toxicity of this industry sometimes really gets to me, and I have to do my little Instagram story rants to release my rage. Now, a little context to this. Riverdale actress Lily Reinhart actually back in January shared in a series of Instagram stories about how she herself has actually struggled with accepting her own body. And she talked about how seeing herself on everything from social media
to paparazzi photos. She says she became hyper aware of her changing body. And this is interesting because she even talks about how her 25-year-old self at the time of sharing this and her 20-year-old self and how her body changed from her teen years all the way up to, you know, being 25. And so she'd see all these images on social media and from the paparazzi. And she said, I could see the difference in my shape in photos and wondered if anyone else was noticing. She said, I felt this strange and constant struggle of having to live up to the expectations of the appearance that I had already established to the world. I actually really appreciate Lily Reinhart's words, because talking about positive body image coming out of Hollywood is so important. And it's important to me because I grew up in the dance world. I've worked in the fitness world for the last 10 years. I taught dance actually at a very high level. Even in high school, I was teaching dance and choreographing for little kids. It was fun. But it's interesting because I see both sides of this. I see Kim Kardashian saying, hey, she didn't say, at least I didn't see, that she said she was starving herself. I saw her saying that she wasn't eating carbs or sugar in order to lose 16 pounds in 3 weeks. That's a lot for a woman to lose in 3 weeks. Not as much for a man to lose in 3 weeks. It's a little perhaps more realistic than for a woman. But that's a lot for a woman to lose in 3 weeks. And I also think it's a lot to say, here's this outfit. Now you go fit into this. Well, different people have different structures to their bodies. And that's a hefty expectation. And it's a precedence that I agree with actress Lily Reinhart that we don't necessarily want to be promoting for those people whom Kim Kardashian and Lily Reinhart influence, because they're influencers. They're in the public's eye, and a lot of young women look to them, look to their bodies, look to their clothes, look to their family and dating and relationship lives as models, whether we like it or not, even, you know, our own kids, our own peers. So I wanted to talk about promoting a healthy body image. And if you're just joining me now, you're listening to Trending with Tim right here on Relevant Radio. Because again, I see both Kim Kardashian's side. And that, to my knowledge, I didn't see her saying she's starving herself. I saw her saying she's not eating sugars and carbs. And let's be real, most of us could go with eating a few less carbs and a lot less sugar. So kind of comparing this, for my wedding, I actually wore a vintage dress. It was my great-grandmother's dress from the end of the 1930s to the beginning of the 1940s. It was a beautiful floor-length lace dress, went all the way down to my wrist, had these delicate vintage little buttons that went on the wrist, that went all the way up the back. It was beautiful. It was incredible that when I remember telling my mom what type of wedding dress I'd want, well, she said, you know, we can go and try on some dresses, but that sounds a whole lot like your great-grandmother's wedding dress, and I have it. And I, oh my goodness, I love my great-grandmother. Incredible. My eyes, just incredible human being. And I saw so many examples of her growing up. I saw her in many ways. She was the example that set me and led me to start going to daily mass as a teenager. I saw her praying her rosary every day. Grant, you know, she would watch soap opera as well. She prayed a rosary too, but hey, you win some, you lose some. She did it on mute, just subtitles. That takes some talent. I'm not advising it, but I'm just saying that does take some talent. She got the rosary in. Again, I'm not, what's the word of condoning that or getting my support behind that. But this wedding dress, as you can tell, really meant a lot to me. I cared for my grandmother in the last few months of her life. I practically moved in and was helping to take care of her. And so to get to fit into my great-grandmother's wedding dress, it fit like a glove. I couldn't believe it. It was like it was made for me. It was so exciting. Well, like any bride, you know, you also want to make sure that you continue to fit into your wedding dress and that you don't have to make too many alterations. You get closer to the wedding. And so knowing me with my health issues, I've talked a little bit about them. I have a handful of autoimmune diseases and everything from gastrointestinal, bloating, food allergies. In other words, I had to be really careful to avoid inflammatory foods leading up to my wedding so that the dress looked nice still. I don't think there's anything wrong with trying to look nice, But there is a clear distinction that has to be made between starving yourself and healthy self-control and proper nourishment. And I think that that's what's missing in this conversation. From what Kim Kardashian said, it seems like eating fewer carbs and no sugar was a win for her. I didn't see, and maybe she said this somewhere else, that she was starving herself. But to Lily Reinhart's perspective, she struggled growing up on social media, growing up in the eyes of paparazzi, to hear someone say that they're so dramatically trying to lose 16 pounds in 3 weeks. She thinks that Kim Kardashian's being a horrible example. But I think that the more important conversation here and what we can take in our own lives, especially as women, because let's be real, women, our bodies change, men's bodies change. I mean, your metabolism, everything starts to slow down as you enter into your 40s. Things start to ache a little bit in your 30s. You don't recover as easily from things, even as you get into your late 20s. And it's interesting to see, you know, your body changes as the years go by and add decade upon decade. Body positivity is something we've got to talk about at all ages, especially for women. And so I think what needs to be discussed is teaching virtue that can then be implied and applied when it comes to body image and, as a lot of people refer to, body positivity. Virtues such as moderation and how much and how we eat, temperance, the virtues of self-control, also the beauty of freedom. If I want to go to a party and indulge and enjoy, I can. But that I have a diet that's self-controlled, I'm not doing that every single day with every single meal or for 4 or 5 days in a row, and then I'm yo-yoing in terms of how I eat. So many of us as a culture, as individuals, struggle with enjoying the freedom of food and growing in the moderation of self-control. And I think that this is where faith really does come into the conversation, because I was even thinking about Megan Fox a couple weeks ago. I talked about how she had that big interview and tell-all about her and her relationship with Machine Gun Kelly, their engagement. Some really weird things were said, but a lot of good things were said about diet, food, exercise. And the reality is that it shouldn't be movie stars who are sharing those positive messages about how to eat, how to have self-control, how to make sure you actually get rest and get it at the right time of day, or should I say night and not day. That we should be leading on this conversation, that we should be teaching these practical skills, these virtues of moderation and self-control and temperance, so that we can have the freedom to enjoy and the freedom to celebrate. So that we know the difference between dieting versus starvation. And when we hear the drama about the Met Gala between actress Lily Reinhart and reality TV star Kim Kardashian, we can actually see both sides of the conversation and where we ourselves in our own lives and talking to other women in particular, and fathers talking to your daughters about where we draw the line, where we talk about dieting versus starving. Needs versus wants, realistic expectations versus unrealistic expectations based on body size, based on structure. Now, my attitude with weight, I've always had a pretty healthy, very healthy outlook when it comes to weight and exercise. I'm very athletic. You know, I teach exercise and fitness. I've danced my whole life. So I've been around, especially with the dance, I've been in that anorexic bulimia type of culture. And even when I danced with the Russian Ballet Company in Washington, D.C., I saw that level of comparison when it came to body images and, you know, who's going to be invited to be a full-time company member and how a lot of that was reduced to, well, do you actually have the body type and the talent, not just the talent, but the body type. And when I was auditioning for ballet companies, and especially kind of at the peak of my dancing in the middle of high school, a lot of it came back to body type. When I was dancing, the iconic, the perfect type of body was extremely lean and tall. I mean, I'm talking next to no muscle, next to no curves, and much taller than I am. I'm a whole 5'2". And so that was something that I always knew, and my mom talked a lot to me about, but I also understood health and reality in moderation. And the people who are doing that to themselves weren't necessarily happy. I mean, I grew up with girls throwing up in the bathroom. That was something that was normal for me to be around. And so my attitude with weight, though, I'm really grateful has been healthy. And I hope that we as women can take on attitudes such as this. I actually don't own a scale. And I know there's, you know, a lot of disagreement and attitudes about that. But I don't weigh a scale because I more so pay attention to how my clothes are fitting. And I try to make sure that I buy properly fitting clothes so that I'm not having unrealistic standards for myself when it comes to how my clothes are fitting. And I joke, so my siblings, family call me their hippie. So yes, when I was pregnant, I had midwives. I didn't use a scale during pregnancy. I had no clue what my weight gain was. I don't know what my weight loss was. You know, yes, I did weigh myself, I think like a month or two after because I was curious. But, you know, there's a whole person approach in terms of how my baby was being monitored, how I was being monitored. And to me, like, that was helpful. I wasn't obsessing about how many pounds were packed on, how many pounds had to be packed off. I just wanted to be healthy for myself and especially once I had a new baby for my baby. And so I think that really shifting our perspective away from this scale, away from this unrealistic size where we buy clothes that don't fit us and then we're working and working toward buying those clothes. In my opinion, I'm not a fan. Buy clothes that fit, they fit right where we're at. And then be realistic with shifting our goals, meeting our needs, staying healthy, meeting our needs versus unrealistic wants we might have when it comes to our body image. I think that this will help us in valuing our health and happiness a whole lot more rather than fitting into a mold or even fitting into a vintage dress such as the one. It fit like a glove. I didn't have to set an unrealistic expectation to try and wear it for a wedding. But maybe Kim Kardashian did. 16 pounds in 3 weeks is a lot. And I think that these are opportunities for conversations that you and I can have with our loved ones.